بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أرسلنا من قبلك من رسول إلا نوحي إليه أنه لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدون.
Verse number 25. And I have not sent before you, O Messenger, any messenger except that I revealed to him that there is no true Allah except me. So worship me alone, and do not associate any partner with me.
وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَلَدًا سُبْحَانَهُ بَلْ عِبَادٌ مُكْرَمُونَ.
Verse number 26. The idolaters said, Allah has taken the angels as daughters. Pure and exalted is Allah from the lie they say. The angels are in fact the servants of Allah, honored by Him and close to Him.
لا يسبقونه بالقول وهم بأمره يعملون.
Verse number 27. They do not proceed before their Lord in any saying, so they do not speak until He orders them, and they act according to His command, and do not oppose any command of His.
يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يشفعون إلا لمن ارتضى وهم من خشيته مشفقون.
Verse number 28. He knows their previous and later actions. They do not ask to intercede except with his permission, and on behalf of whom he approves intercession. And they are wary out of their fear of him, so they do not oppose him in any command or prohibition.
وَمَن يَقُلْ مِنْهُمْ إِنِّي إِلَٰهٌ مِّن دُونِهِ فَذَٰلِكَ نَجْزِيهِ جَهَنَّمَ كَذَٰلِكَ نَجْزِي الظَّالِمِينَ.
Verse number 29. And for argument's sake, whoever amongst the angels were to say, I am at Allah besides Allah, I will punish him for what he says with hellfire on the day of judgment, staying therein forever. And with this kind of punishment, I punish those who are unjust by disbelieving and associating partners with Allah.
أَوَلَمْ يَرَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا السماوات والأرض كانتا رتقا ففتقناهما وجعلنا من الماء كل شيء حي أفلا يؤمنون.
Verse number 30. Do those who disbelieved in Allah not know that the heavens and the earth were joined without any gap in between, that rain should come down from it, then I split them apart? And I made every animal and plant from the water that comes down from the sky. Do they not consider this and believe in Allah alone?
وَجَعَلْنَا فِي الْأَرْضِ رَوَاسِيَ أَن تَمِيدَ بِهِمْ وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا فِجَاجًا سُبُلًا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
Verse number 31. And I made firm mountains and earth, so that it does not shake those on its surface. I made in it wide paths and ways, so that they may find their way in their journeys towards their objectives.
وَجَعَلْنَا السَّمَاءَ سَقْفًا مَحْفُوظًا وَهُمْ عَنْ آيَاتِهَا مُعْرِضُونَ.
Verse number 32. And I made the sky a roof protected from falling and without any pillar, and protected from stealing words. But the idolaters turn away and do not consider the signs in the sky, such as the sun and moon.
وهو الذي خلق الليل والنهار والشمس والقمر كل في فلك يسبحون.
Verse number 33. Allah alone is the one who created the night for relaxation, created the day for earning one's livelihood, created the sun as a sign of day, and the moon as a sign of night. The sun and moon both run in their specific orbits without moving away or sidetracking.
وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشَرٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْدَ أَفَإِن مِتَّ فَهُمُ الْخَالِدُونَ.
Verse number 34. O Messenger, I have not given eternity in this life to any human before you. So if your life comes to an end in this life, and you pass away, will they live forever after you? Never.
كل نفس ذائقة الموت ونبلوكم بالشر والخير فتنة وإلينا ترجعون.
Verse number 35. Every believing and disbelieving soul will taste death in the world. And I test you, O mankind, in the worldly life through duties, blessings and hardships, then after your death, you shall be returned to me alone and nobody else, then I shall reward you for your deeds. Beneficial points. 1. All the prophets are united on calling towards monotheism and rejecting idolatry. 2. Allah is pure of having a child. 3. The status of the angels with Allah is that they are His servants He has created for His obedience. They are not described as either male or female, but rather, they are honored servants. 4. Intercession will only occur through Allah's permission and His being pleased with the one being interceded for. 5. The heavens and the earth were created in gradual steps. 6. Death is the root of every living being. Neither the pious nor the impious are immune from it. 7. Tests can be through good, just as they are through bad.
وَإِذَا رَآكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنْ يَتَّخِذُونَكَ إِلَّا هُزُوًا أَهَذَا الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ آلِهَتَكُمْ وَهُمْ بِذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ.
Verse number 36. O Messenger, when these idolaters see you, they only mock you, trying to make you loathsome in the eyes of their followers by saying, "Is this the one who insults the idols that you worship?" Whilst they themselves reject the Quran that Allah revealed to them, and the blessings He conferred upon them, together with mocking you, so they themselves are closer to shame due to their accumulating every evil.
خلق الإنسان من عجل سأريكم آياتي فلا تستعجلون.
Verse number 37. The human was created intrinsically to be hasty, and so he, she, wants things to happen before their due time. The idolaters asking for the punishment is a result of that nature. O the ones seeking my punishment in haste, I shall show you exactly what you hastily seek, and there is no need to ask for it.
وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنتُمْ صَادِقِينَ.
Verse number 38. And the disbelievers who reject resurrection say in their haste, O Muslims, if indeed you are truthful in what you claim, when will this resurrection that you promise us with happen?
لو يعلم الذين كفروا حين لا يكفون عن وجوههم النار ولا عن ظهورهم ولا هم ينصرون.
Verse number 39. If these disbelieving rejectors of the resurrection were to know of the time when they will not be able to turn the hellfire away from their faces and backs, they would not be so hasty in seeking it. If only they were to know that there shall be no one to help relieve them of the punishment, and if only they were convinced of its reality, they would not be so hasty either.
بَلْ تَأْتِيهِمْ بَغْتَةً فَتَبْهَتُهُمْ فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ رَدَّهَا وَلَا هُمْ يُنظَرُونَ.
Verse number 40. This fire that they shall be punished with will come upon them suddenly, without them anticipating it. They shall not be able to repel it, nor shall they be given respite to repent and consequently be shown mercy. When the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, suffered from the mockery of his people and their rejection of him, Allah consoled him by saying,
وَلَقَدْ اسْتُهْزِئَ بِرُسُلٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ فَحَاقَ بِالَّذِينَ سَخِرُوا مِنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ.
Verse number 41. O Messenger, even if your people mock you, you are not unique in that, because many messengers before you were also mocked at. After their messengers warned them of it, the very punishment that disbelievers made a mockery of engulfed them in this very world.
قُلْ مَنْ يَكْلَأُكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ مِنَ الرَّحْمَنِ بَلْ هُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ رَبِّهِمْ مُعْرِضُونَ.
Verse number 42. O Messenger, say to these people who are hastily seeking the punishment, who will save you throughout the night and day from the punishment and destruction the Merciful intends to send upon you? Rather, they are desisting from the admonition and proofs of their Lord. They foolishly and ignorantly do not ponder over any of it.
أَمْ لَهُمْ آلِهَةٌ تَمْنَعُهُمْ مِنْ دُونِنَا لا يستطيعون نصر أنفسهم ولا هم منا يصحبون.
Verse number 43. Do they have a law that will protect them from my punishment? They are not capable of helping even themselves by removing any harm or acquiring any benefit. Whoever cannot help himself, how can he help others? Nor will they be protected from my punishment.
بَلْ مَتَّعْنَا هَٰؤُلَاءِ وَآبَاءَهُمْ حَتَّىٰ طَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْعُمُرُ أَفَلَا يَرَوْنَ أَنَّا نَأْتِي الْأَرْضَ نَنْقُصُهَا مِنْ أَطْرَافِهَا أَفَهُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ.
Verse number 44. Rather, I have supplied these disbelievers and their forefathers with all my blessings I conferred upon them, so that as time passes, they become blinded by them and stand firm upon their disbelief, gradually leading themselves into destruction. Do these people, deluded by my blessings and hastily seeking my punishment, not realize that I am narrowing the earth down from all sides by my influence over the people and power over them? Do they not take lesson from that, lest the same does not happen to them? These people will not be victorious, they shall be beaten. Beneficial points. 1. The declaration of disbelief for the one who mocks the messenger, regardless of whether it's through speech, action, or gesture. 2. Being hasty is in the nature of a human, whilst calmness is a virtuous trait. 3. Mocking the truth and the people of the truth is a trait of the disbelievers, past and present. 4. No one can protect from the punishment of Allah except Allah. 5. For the disbelievers, blessings are means of gradually luring them into further destruction. 6. The final outcome of falsehood is non-existence, whereas the final outcome of the truth is eternity.